Shalom to all. Today's office menachas daf mem zayin. We are starting right at the top of the beginning of the Amud. And today's office sponsor Leonishmas Mars Merim Sarabatz Biakam Moshe Hernish Amash should have an Aliyah. And we continue discussing the kibsat tzaras and the shtei alechem, the two lambs that are brought on shavuos along with the two breads. The Gemara tells us on our bottom we have a brayso kibsat tzaras ain mekadesh lechem ela b'shchita. The kvasim are only mekadesh the bread with a shchita, which means the kaihan are only allowed to eat the bread once the shchita happens. Now it's just important to note over here that the word kodesh means that it attains kedushas haguf, that now it's allowed to be eaten. However, even if it's not kodesh with this kedushas haguf, it still has kedushas damim because it was purchased with base of mekdash money, and we're going to see the relevance of that a little bit later on. The passage just continues. Ketzad, how is this? So shachtan lishman zark damim lishman kodesh alechem. If he did the shchita lishman, the zrikas hadam lishma, so the lechem is kodesh because everything was fine. And the opposite is true as well. Shachtan shaloi lishman zark damim shaloi lishman like kodesh alechem. And the shchita and the zrika was done shaloi lishma, so the lechem is not kodesh. Which again, as we had said, that means it still has kedushas damim, but it just doesn't have kedushas haguf. Now, what about the following? Shachtan lishman vizark damim shaloi lishman. The shchita was done lishma, but the zrikas hadam was done shaloi lishma. So kodesh veina kodesh devei Rebbe. Rebbe says it's kodesh, but it's not kodesh, and we're going to see soon what that means. Whereas Rabbi Elazar Shimon Amar, he says la'olim ena kodesh, it's not kodesh at all. As sheishchot lishman vizark damim lishman, but the shchita and the zrika have to be done lishma. So the Gemara asks, first of all, my time is Rebbe. What's Rebbe's reasoning? That's because the chesiv the pasuk says is in regards to the carbon of a nazir veso ayil yas zevach shlamim lashem al sal hamatzos, and the ayil the ram he shall make as a zevach shlamim lashem on the sal hamatzos. Remember, this means to tell us to shchita makadosh, the shchita is makadosh because the word zevach over here is key, zevach shlamim al sal hamatzos. So zevach the shchita, that's what's makadosh the sal hamatzos, which over here is referring to the lechem in regards to kivsat tzaras. Whereas Blaz Reb Shimon, he tells us that yaseh the word he shall make, that tells us ad she yaseh kol asu yosef, he has to do everything that needs to be done, which means even the zrika. Now obviously we have to ask, why doesn't he hold of him and the other one hold of the other one? So if Rebbe Nami Hoksiv Yaseh, Rebbe, he has to answer for the word Yaseh, what does he do with that? And the answer is, Iksiv Zevach Yaseh Keduka Amrit. If it said first Zevach, then it said Yaseh, it would be just like Rabbi Reb Shimon said, because Mashma, not only is Vicha, but another Asiya has to be done. But Hashad Chsiv, Yaseh Zevach, now the Pasuk reverses the order. First it says Yaseh, then it says Zevach, that tells us that Bema Yaseh, how is he supposed to go about doing this? Bezvicha, just with the Shechita, and that means that the Lechem or the Matzos become Kadosh even just after the Shechita. Now Rabbi Elazar Shimon, Hoksiv Zevach, what about Rabbi Elazar Shimon? It says the word Zevach, what does he do with that? The answer is, Ahum Bailei Lech Rabbi Yechon, he needs it for Rabbi Yechon, said that Rabbi Yechon says, HaKol Maidim Shetzor Shehei Lechem B'Shah Shechita, everyone agrees that the Lechem has to be there at the time of Shechita, you can't bring the Shtei Lechem later on, there has to be Shtei Lechem before the Shechita happens. So now he's explaining Rabbi's opinion in more detail. My Kadosh V'Eino Kadosh, what does that mean that when the Shechita is on Lishma and the Zrika is on Shaloi Lishma, that it's Kadosh V'Eino Kadosh? So we have Machlaikas. Abai Yom Rabbi says Kadosh V'Eino Gomer. It is Kadosh, but it's not 100% Kadosh, it's not completely Kadosh, whereas Rav Amar, he says Kadosh V'Eino Nitar, it's Kadosh, but it's not permitted. In other words, according to Abaye, the Shechita gave the Lechem only partial Kedushas Aguf, which means it still has partial Kedushas Damim, whereas according to Rava, it has complete Kedushas Aguf, it's just not allowed to be eaten. Ask the Gemara, Mabinayu, okay, so what's a practical nafkamina between them? The answer is, the difference is, Lemitfas Pidyainai, for the Pidyan, for the redemption to be Typhus. Pidyan over here means that if one were to redeem or attempt to transfer the Kedusha off of the Lechem onto money, what's the status of that money, of that Pidyan? Now, if the Lechem has Kedushas Aguf, Pidyan doesn't work at all, and the money would be Chulin because you can't be paid to something as Kedushas Aguf. Whereas if it has Kedushas Damim, or even partial Kedushas Damim, then that means that the Pidyan money would have Kedushas Damim. And so that would be an Afkamina. The Gemara speaks that out over here, and actually we have a very big Girsa change. We switch around the opinions of Abaye and Rava as we see them written in the Gemara. So we read as follows. La'abaye tafis pidyainai. According to Abaye, there is a tfis of the pidyain, whereas la'rava loy tafis pidyainai. According to Rava, there's no tfisis pidyain. The reason for the Girsa switch is because even though Rashi in the beginning explains it based off of the way that it's written in the Gemara, afterwards he shows how that's wrong, and he's the one to actually switch around the Girsa. So let's just explain what this means. According to Abaye, tafis pidyainai, and according to Rava, loy tafis pidyainai. So he's saying Abaye that it's kadosh ve'ino gomer. That means it has partial kedushas aguf and partial kedushas damim, and so that's how we say tafis pidyainai, because since it has partial kedushas damim, the pidyan money now is tafis that partial kedushas damim. Whereas according to Rava, that it has complete kedushas aguf, it's just not allowed to be eaten. Therefore, loy tafis pidyainai, you're not able to be paid it at all because as kedushas aguf. Therefore, the money that he attempted to use as pidyan is still chulin. There's no tafis pidyan whatsoever. The Gemara has bishlam al Rava. This all good according to Rava. Hainu de'ikah bein Rebbe Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon. There's a difference between Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon, because in shitas Rava lefi Rebbe, since the lechem has full kedushas aguf, no pidyan works. Whereas lefi Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon, it has no kedushas aguf, so the pidyan works completely. El Abaye, but according to Abaye's explanation of Rebbe, my ikah bein Rebbe Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon. What's the difference between Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon? According to both of them, the pidyan has kedushas damim. So what's the nafkamina between the two of them? And the answer is ikah b'nayu lefsul b'yotzei. The difference would be whether or not these lechemim could be compulsal b'yotzei. We know the psul of yotzei is when something that has kedusha is taken taken out of the Hazara. It becomes possible when that happens. So according to Blaz Reb Shimon, it has no Kedushas Guf whatsoever. Therefore, even if it's taken out of the Hazara, it does become possible B'yotze because it doesn't have Kedushas Guf. Whereas according to Rebbe, it will be possible B'yotze. We continue discussing this case. B'amnei Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak mir Rav Chiya bar Abba kivs atzer so shachon l'shma v'zarek dam shaloi l'shma. The shechita was done l'shma and the zrika was done shaloi l'shma. Oh, you say halechem ma'o b'achila. What about the lechem? Is it allowed to be eaten or not? So we have to clarify the question first. I'll leave it to man. Who's this question being asked in? If it's in Shitas Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, well, Ha'amar Zrika Hidim Kadcha, he said that only the Zrika is Makadish Alechem, and since the Zrika was done Shaloi Lishma, of course the Lechem can't be eaten. What's the Havamina that would be? And Ilibid Rebbe, from what it's going in Shitas Rebbe, well, Bein Labai, Bein LaRava, whether you want to go with Abai or Rava's explanation in Shitas Rebbe, Kadosh Ve'inanitarhu, it's Kadosh, but it's not Mutter, meaning it's not allowed to be eaten. So what's this question in the first place? El rather clarifies the Gemara, Alibid Ahai Tano. The question is in the following Tano, the Tani of Vuad Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba, the father of Yirmiyah Abba, taught the following Braisa, they went out of the Azara in between the Shechita and the Zrika. And then what happened? The Zrika's Adam of the Kvasim was done with an intention of Chutz L'Zmanu, which we know is Pigol. So Rabbi Elazar Omer, he says, Ein B'lechem Mishum Pigol. The Lechem that was already Yotze is not possible because of Pigol. Whereas Rabbi Kiva Omer, he says, Yash B'lechem Mishum Pigol. The Lechem still is Pigol. And from Rosh Sheshes clarifies this, Hani Tanoi Krebi Sfir Lahu. These Tanoim hold like Rebbe, the Omer who says, Shechita Mekadcha, that the Shechita is Mekadcha. Lechem miu. However, Rebbe Lezer Lashita, he says ain zrika meilas liyotze. Zrika has no effect whatsoever on something that was already yotze. And even though these lachamim became mekodesh with the shechita of the kvasim, since they were already yotze, they already went out of the azara, so the zrika sadam has no effect on them whatsoever, and therefore they're not pigol. Whereas Rebbe Kivla Lashita Sai, the Amar zrika meilas liyotze. He holds zrika sadam is effective even for something that already left the azara. Memzayin on based on top. Where do we see this? That now we have mishnah that says a muri kachim kalam shiatzul fnei zrika. Damim, a murim, the sacrificial limbs of Kachim Kalim that went out before Zrikas Dam was done. So Rabbi Elazar Omer, he says, Ain Mailin Behen, one's not able to be ever Me'ilin them. One can't be chayv for them because of Pigol Noiser Tame. And that means that even though Zrikas Dam of this carbon was done with the Machshava of Chutz Zmane and the carbon itself became Pigol, the limbs that were brought out of the Zar already, they're not Pigol. Again, this is Rabbi Elazar Shitasai. Whereas Rabbi Kiva says, Mailin Behen, one could be ever Me'ilin them. One could be chayv Pigol Noiser Tame for them. So we see that Rabbi Kiva holds that even though it was brought out of the Azara already and only then Zrikas Adam happened, still that which was brought out could have the pigle effect on it. Let me go back to the whole question. What's the din? Meaning, what's the din regarding the Kivsa Tzaris that was Shechted Lashma and the Zrikas Adam happened Shaloi Lashma? Are we allowed to eat the Lechem? And now we're going to try to understand what are the two Tzadim, why yes and why no. Mid the Zrikas pigle, Kabal Lechem be pigle, be Yotze Kibasar. From that which Zrika of pigle is Kaveh the Lechem as pigle as well, even though it had already left, and it's just like the meat. So Zrika Shaloi Lishma Nami Shayloi Lechem. Perhaps Zrika Shaloi Lishma should also prevent the bread. We'll explain this in just a moment. Maybe you only say it's Lechomra, not Lekula. In other words, the first tzad is that we see that even though something was Yotze, Rabbi Kiva still links these two parts, the one that was still in the Azara and the one that was Yotze. And we see that from the fact that he holds that the Yotze is Pigol. So perhaps the same would be Shaloi Lishma, that even though the Lechem was Yotze, it's still linked to the Kvasim. And so why would that enable it to be eaten? Well, we know from earlier in the Masechta that when a carbon is done Shaloi Lishma, although it's possible as this particular carbon, it still was allowed to be eaten. And here too, although the Zrika was done Shaloi Lishma, the Kvasim themselves are still allowed to be eaten. And the Memela, since the Lechem is still linked to them, even though again they were Yotze, the Lechem perhaps would also be able to be eaten. And the other side is, as the Gemara had said, maybe we'll only say this Lechomer, not Lekula. In other words, maybe we'll only consider these two things linked, that which is still inside the Azara and that which left the Azara, only Lechomra, in order to say that which is outside the Azara has a din of pigle, but Lekula, to say that which is outside the Azara is now allowed to be eaten, perhaps we don't say that. Now, instead of the Gemara giving an answer, it actually brings a question on the whole suggestion. Maskel Rav Papa, asks as follows, Uhimai dechi esnu avroi pligi, who says whole machlokes Rav Elazar and Rav Kiva is regarding when this part of the carbon was still outside the Azara. Delma bit esnu avroi de kuliam loy pligi de ainzri kamayas liyotze. Maybe they both agree that if this part of the carbon is still outside the Azara and Zrikas Adam happened at that point in time, that has no effect on that which is outside the Azara. Ubahadur ailinhu pligi, and their whole machlokes is regarding once it was brought back inside, then the Zrika happened. Rabbi Elazar Sarvala Karebi, Rabbi Elazar holds like Rebbe, the Amr he holds Shechita Mekadcha, the Shechita is Mekadashit, the Ifsulu Biyotze, and it becomes possible with the Yotze, and bringing it inside has no effect on it whatsoever. Whereas Rabbi Kiva Kribbe Elazar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, the Amr Shechita Loi Mekadcha, who holds that just the Shechita alone is not Mekadashit, the Loi Mefsulu Biyotze, and it does not become possible Biyotze, Memela, when it gets brought back inside the Azara, and then the Zrika happened, so that would have an effect on the Lechem. But again, in essence, Rabbi Papa is suggesting, who says this whole machlekes Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Akiva as referring to where it's still outside. Maybe it was brought back inside Azara, and then we wouldn't have an answer in regards to the whole Shaloi Lishma question. But now the Gemara asks on this, Hi Mai, what is this? E Amar Bishlama Rebbe Akiva Karebi Svirle. If you want to say that Rebbe Akiva holds like Rebbe, Da Amar Shchita Mekadshel Hu, then again, Rebbe holds that just the Shchita alone is Mekadshel Lechem. Hainu Dekama Rebbe Akiva, Dekadshi Lu Bishchita, Vasu Zrika Kavalu Pepegel. That's how Rebbe Akiva is able to say that the Shchita is Mekadish the Lechem, and the Memela, the Zrika, is able to have an effect on the Lechem. Eli Amit Kribbalaz Reb Shimon Svirle. But if you want to say that Rebbe Akiva holds like Kribbalaz Reb Shimon, Damar Zvicha Loi Mekadcha, who holds that just the Shchita alone is not Mekadish the Lechem, so Zrika's Pigel Mi Mekadcha, is Rika with a Machshava Pigel going to be Mekadish it? That doesn't make sense. Va'am Rav Gidol Amar Rav, Rav Gidol B'Shem Rav already said, Zrika's Pigel Ein Mevila De Me'ila, the Zrika's Pigel is not able to have an effect that's now going to be Mechayiv a person for Me'ila if he benefits from the carbon. Ve'ein Metzia De Me'ila also doesn't take out from a state of Me'ila, namely, Ein Mevila De Me'ila, it's not going to bring it to a state of Me'ila, Be'mir Kachim Kalim, that's referring to limbs of Kachim Kalim who are only subject to Me'ila after Zrika Sadam, and Ve'ini Mitzima De Me'ila doesn't take out from the state of Me'ila, but Basar Kachay Kachim, that's referring to meat of Kachay Kachim, which always have potential for Me'ila unless they have a Kasher Zrika. In essence, the Gemara is asking on Rosh Hashanah's question, then how is he even able to suggest that Rebbe Akiva holds like Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon? That's a non-starter, as we had just said in the Gemara. It can't be that he holds like Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. But the Gemara responds to this by saying, Lavi Taisa Rav Gidol Amar Rav, didn't we already refute that which Rav Gidol said B'Shem Rav? This is in Mesechus Me'ila, was already refuted. Therefore, this questioner of Papa gets knocked away. So Rav Papa's question on original premise actually is valid. So we remain without an answer to our original question. The Gemara continues with another discussion. Bamineir of Yirmi Rav Zera, Kifsa Atzesh Shachtel Lishman, V'Aved HaLechem. Let's say this Kifsa Atzesh Shachtel Lishman, and then the Lechem got lost. Maushi is Rikdaman Shaloi Lishman, Lahatir Basar Bachila. Is the Zrika Zadam allowed to be done Shaloi Lishman? And that's going to allow the meat to be eaten. If the Zrika Zadam was done Lishman, so we know the meat would not be allowed to be eaten. That's because, as we learned in the beginning of our discussion of the Kifsa Atzeres and the Lechem, that since the two of them are linked together, the moment the lechem becomes lost, the kvasim are also, so to speak, considered lost, meaning we're not able to eat them. The question over here is, though, that even though we don't have the lechem, if the zrikas adam is performed shaloi lishma, then it's just like any carbon which is done shaloi lishma, which, as we know, it doesn't count for that carbon itself, so it won't count as the kivsat tzeres, but at least it's a kasher carbon that it should be allowed to be eaten. So could we do this? So Amar Lehi responded to him, Yeshcha davar she'ena kasher lishma v'kasher shaloi lishma. Do you have such a thing that if it's done lishma, it's pasul, but if it's done shaloi lishma, it's kasher? This simply doesn't make sense. If the Zrikas Adam is done Lishma, so it doesn't work for the Kivsat Tzeres. So you want to suggest that now if we do the Zrikas Adam Shaloi Lishma, now it's going to work because it's a regular carbon Shaloi Lishma, which is allowed to be eaten? How does the suggestion even make sense to begin with? So Gemara right away asks on this, V'loi, we don't have such a thing, Barei Pesach, Koinu Chatzois. What about the Karim Pesach before Chatzois on Erev Pesach? The Ainah Kasher Lishma, if it's Shechted Lishma, it's not Kasher, but the Kasher Shaloi Lishma, if it's Shechted Shaloi Lishma, then it is Kasher. So actually, we do have precedence for this. So he responds, No, Hachikamina, this is really what I'm saying. Yesh Lachadavar Shinira Lishma, you have something that had ability to be done lishma, v'nidchem lishmai, and then it was pushed away from being able to done lishma, such as these kvasim that have the bread that was lost, and v'ainah kasher lishmai, it wouldn't be kasher if the zrikas adam was done lishma, v'kasher shaloi lishmai, and it's going to be kasher shaloi lishma. So he responded, v'loi, well, we don't have such a case. What about the korban pesach after its time the rest of the year? Meaning, he didn't shech the korban pesach for whatever reason, and so now let's say it's after pesach, and he still has his animal that was designated as the pesach, it was near at its time to be shechted lishma, and now it's after its time and it's not near to be shechted lishma anymore, but it could be shechted shaloi lishma and it would be kasher. And so once again he says, no, hachikamina, this is really what I was saying. Yeshcha davar shenira lishmai, do you have such a thing that it was fitting to be brought lishma v'nishchat lishmai, and it was actually shechted lishma v'nidchem lishmai, and then it was pushed away from being even done lishma, and v'ena kasher lishmai v'kasher shaloi lishmai, it's not kasher if it's brought lishma and it is kasher if it's brought shaloi lishma. And that would be our case of the kifsat tzeres, that they were already near to be done lishma and they actually were shechted lishma, and now that the lachamim were lost, if they're done lishma, they're pasul, and you want to say that if they're done shaloi lishma, they're kasher? So once again, he responds, Mavaloi, we don't have such a case. Varei toida, what about a carbon toida? Even if after it was shechted, the breads got ruined or lost, not a problem. We could still continue doing it, and it's kasher just as regular carbon shlamim. So he answers, no, shani toida, the carbon toida is different. Rachmana kari shlamim, the Torah itself calls it a shlamim, and therefore, even if the lechamim, the breads of the toida got ruined, it's not a problem. It still could be brought just as a shlamim alone. So we're left without an answer to Rabbi Yirmiyah's question, what about the kifsat tzeres? If they were shechted lishma and then the bread got lost, could we lechatchila do zrikas adam shaloi lishma in order to be able to eat the meat or not? And again, we're going to have to end off without an answer to it. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.